The president holds his first news conference since being reelected at about 1:30 this afternoon. And of course, there is a full plate of topics, everything from Benghazi to the Petraeus scandal to the impending fiscal cliff. And joining us live now to talk more about what we might expect later today from the president, Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Josh, welcome back to WTOP. We're wondering, you know, the White House has sort of been relatively unscathed in the Petraeus scandal thus far, although there are some members of Congress who are saying that the White House should have been told earlier about what's been going on. I assume this is something that will come up today.
Yeah, I think it's one of the key questions, which is whether the president feels he should have been informed about this whole episode sooner than he was. We know members of Congress are quite upset that they weren't told earlier, so we'll have to see what he says. And the one of the underlying questions here, too, I think, is just how serious he considers this. I mean, obviously, he accepted Petraeus's resignation, so he must think it's of some but there are a lot of questions swirling around at the moment about whether the FBI should even have investigated this matter at all, whether it has any bearing on, you know, a senior official's ability to do his work.
Now, the latest situation, General Petraeus will be testifying tomorrow on the Benghazi attacks, and some Republicans are calling for Watergate-style hearings. How will the president likely respond to that?
Well, that's going to be tricky for him because, you know, no White House really wants to get involved in some sort of huge congressional investigation. And so I suspect he'll take sort of a cautious tone on that front. I mean, there are investigations that are already underway, a significant one at the State Department. The CIA seems to have done some looking into this. In fact, Petraeus himself apparently went over to Libya to look into it. So I suspect he'll say that let's see what those investigations produce, and then we'll figure out what to do next. You know, it's difficult for the president to try to downplay the situation. You did have four Americans killed there in this attack, including the ambassador. On the other hand, you have, you know, U.S. troops that are killed on a regular basis in Afghanistan. And there's no talk of congressional investigations into each of those incidents.
And of course, all of this is sort of taking the focus off the impending fiscal cliff. We know the president is meeting with about a dozen business executives at the White House today, looking for support for some new revenue. What do you expect we're going to find in that realm?
Well, you know, this is really, I think, what the White House had preferred to be discussing at this point was, you know, how we could come to some resolution on these budget and deficit issues in order to move the economy forward. And now we have all these other distractions that have come up at the last minute. But I think we'll continue to hear probably positive signs from the White House, very receptive, I would think, the president, to what still sounds like some degree of flexibility from John Boehner and from other Republicans on Capitol Hill that they may be able to budge a bit on taxes, maybe not change tax rates, but close some loopholes and deductions in order to raise revenue, particularly on upper earners. I think the president's going to be pretty pleased with at least the direction those discussions seem to be headed.
When is the president expected to begin traveling to try to drum up support for his version of how this should be resolved?
Well, you know, he's going to begin traveling this weekend, going to Asia for a 4 or 5 day trip, but that's obviously not dealing with the fiscal cliff issue. Then we'll have Thanksgiving, but there was some talk yesterday from people who visited the White House that some sort of a tour of the country the president's planning to do in December, presumably early December, because things get a little harried later in the month with Christmas celebrations and so forth. Mm-hmm. But expect to see him out on the road talking up the principles he thinks are significant in resolving the fiscal cliff early next month.
Great, Josh. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you guys.
Take care. Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico.